It's 3 o'clock at KMPC Los Angeles and time for the Larry McCormick News. Larry, what's new this hour?
Wink, there are some family members who haven't made it home for Thanksgiving. A famous family remembers on Thanksgiving, and some forgotten men are thought of, too, today. This is KMPC News. There are three who are not home for Thanksgiving dinner today. Two Coast Guard cutters and two helicopters are searching today for a Wilmington man and his two sons missing on a motorboat trip from Catalina Island to Long Beach. 32-year-old David Neal and sons Michael, 12, and Timothy, 10, were due in Long Beach at noon yesterday. Six men, including Beverly Hills attorney Martin Calloway and reputed mafia henchman Peter Milano, have been arrested in connection with a blackjack and dice gambling operation in the San Fernando Valley. The arrest came after a secret grand jury indictment was handed down. They allegedly lured wealthy clients to the gambling operation set up in private homes by the use of attractive prostitutes and then fleeced them of as much as $250,000 a month using marked cards and electromagnetically controlled dice. Investigations are continuing into two $1 million crimes today, the sabotaging of two PSA jetliners at Los Angeles International Airport and the daring daylight jewel robbery of the Beverly Hills branch of Tiffany's yesterday. Well, this day will mean a full stomach for many around the nation, including some for whom a full stomach is a rare thing, such as those at the Union Rescue Mission in downtown Los Angeles, where 2,000 will be fed today. One item that may be on your dinner table will be conspicuously absent at Union Rescue Mission, as KMPC's Lou Morton discovered.
The Union Rescue Mission here on Main and 2nd in downtown Los Angeles has once again been able to provide some 2,000 derelicts with turkey and all the trimmings for this Thanksgiving Day. The mission has been doing this for the past 82 years, not only on Thanksgiving. I spoke with the night chaplain, Ed Friedman, who told me there's one part of this Thanksgiving Day dinner that will not be provided.
We see the results of alcohol every day. And you can't blame us for being quite against alcohol.
At the Union Rescue Mission on Main and 2nd, Lou Morton, KMPC News.
President Nixon joined his family at the Camp David, Maryland Mountaintop Retreat for Thanksgiving dinner today. He's expected to spend at least part of the long holiday weekend pondering his response to Judge John Sirica's request for the immediate surrender of all subpoenaed Watergate tapes. Members of the Kennedy family made a sad journey to Arlington National Cemetery today to visit the grave of John F. Kennedy, killed in Dallas 10 years ago today. Mrs. Jacqueline Onassis Kennedy sent several bouquets of forget-me-nots. The toll on the nation's highways continues to rise. A UPI count shows that there have been at least 80 traffic deaths since the Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend began at 6 p.m. local time on Wednesday. Egyptian and Israeli generals met again today to discuss troop withdrawals. The only agreement that emerged was to meet again tomorrow. Israel said three Egyptians were killed in a clash along the Suez Canal today and reported some fighting but no casualties on the Syrian front. The West German government has acknowledged reports that it has received a germ warfare blackmail threat. The reports are that blackmailers are threatening to poison various water systems if they're not given $8,200,000 in ransom. Armed guards are said to be protecting the water plants. And at least 33 persons have been killed. 19 are reported missing in the wake of a tropical storm which lashed the central and southern Philippines today. KMPC Sports reports, in today's pro football, Washington's Charlie Haraway ran for over 100 yards in the Redskins' 20-0 shutout over Detroit. In the other pro game today, Miami is leading Dallas 14-7 with play in the fourth quarter and nearing the end of the game. In college ball today, Notre Dame belted the Air Force 48-15. Texas ripped Texas A&M 42-13. Southern Miss beat Utah State 32-8. And, of course, a little later on, it'll be second-ranked Alabama against seventh-rated LSU in a full weekend of football games on this holiday weekend. KMPC Weather Watch for Los Angeles, cloudy with showers beginning by this evening and continuing tonight, clearing on Friday morning, becoming mostly fair by Friday afternoon and through Saturday. Overnight lows in the low 50s, the high Friday in the low 60s, and Saturday near 70. And the APCD predicts a smog-free day in Los Angeles County tomorrow. And that's KMPC News. Only KMPC News brings you the voices and insights of Los Angeles Times correspondents around the world. This is Larry McCormick, and now the Gary Owens Show.
Hi, this is Gary Owens. I'm out in the coffee room right now, the KMPC Josh Dickey's Lounge, eating my curds and whey. And I'll be back in just a moment. Wayne, dude, do you want to take over? Yeah, I'll be right there. Play something. Something good. Thank you. Dos Rios, Mozart Symphony No. 40 in G minor, or Music to Eat a Bunch of Turkey By. Several guys around here eating crow today because of the way they bet in last week's football pool with KMPC. Hello and hi. Happy Thanksgiving to you for Thursday, November 22nd, 1973. Wayne Dew is with me, and we're at the carnivorous turntables, and we'll have traffic reports for you. A lot of people driving around. Traffic has been very heavy today, probably because maybe people have that psychological feeling like if gas rationing should come for some reason, I'm going to drive someplace now. I don't care where. Hello, car, take me anywhere. It's that kind of a thing. So, take it easy on the freeways. There are a lot of traffic reported around here, and we'll get to it in a moment or so. Winnie the Pooh and Santa Claus and popcorn for a nickel, coffee and donut for a dime, and a hot dog and soda for just 20 cents while they last. Plus stores jammed full of super special gift ideas at Sears. Low, low prices. You'll find it all at Sears, and that's the place to be when the doors open at 8:30 tomorrow morning. The youngsters will love Winnie the Pooh, and it's high time that they place their order with Santa Claus, as you know. Now, you'll love Sears' tremendous selection of gift ideas for every member of the family, and your Christmas budget goes farther at Sears. Don't miss Sears' big after Thanksgiving section in today's newspaper. It's loaded with such money-saving bargains as saving $10 on a Sears 10-speed lightweight racing bike. Sold regularly at $79.99 sale price, now at Sears only $69.97. So buy Sears 10-speed lightweight racing bike now for only $69.97. Save $10. Be an early bird. Be there tomorrow morning when the doors open at 8:30. Bring the family. See Santa, meet Winnie the Pooh, the best Pooh of them all. Shop early when selections are complete. Friday store hours, 8:30 in the morning till 9:30 in the p.m. Shop Sundays, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. at Sears.
Everyone dreams of regaining their youth.
Look at this face. Look at the stitches, Mark. Count them, Mark. Count every one of them. Count them, because every one of them was for you.
For Elizabeth Taylor, the dreams become reality. Elizabeth Taylor in Ash Wednesday from Paramount Pictures. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Ash Wednesday, now playing at the Crest Theater Westwood, Pantages Theater Hollywood, so don't you miss it. It's 56 degrees downtown Los Angeles at 11 minutes past 3, 50, almost hovering to 49 in Hollywood. Hollywood is cold today, of course, as it is every day. 56 in Burbank right now, 59 in the West San Fernando Valley. This will add some cheer as San Gabriel Valley reports in with 57. Art Garfunkel and All That I Know. Art Garfunkel soloing there, as Paul Simon does these days, and All I Know. Well, I'd like to explain all that I know, but well, let's see. I could take an extra 20 seconds to do that, couldn't I? It's 15 minutes past 3 in the Gary Owen Show. As you know, Miami has beaten Dallas this afternoon 14-7. 14-7. Dallas had one good quarter out of the game anyway. That was their last one. And so that means they are no longer in first place. The Washington Redskins, who won earlier today and whomped the Detroit Lions. And so it's kind of a good, interesting football game, or day, I should say. Although I guess everything has really gone according to Hoyle. There have been no upsets so far in Thanksgiving football. The big one upcoming this weekend on KMPC will be UCLA and USC in the annual rivalry. And Fred Hessler will be along to bring you all the details.
There was a time when economy cars were not expected to be graceful and luxurious. Datsun has changed all that with its new economy champions, the Datsun B210 series. It's a hatchback that looks as if it ought to carry a five-figure price tag, a two-door and a four-door sedan with all the comforts of cars costing half again as much. And naturally, because these are Datsuns, they deliver great gas mileage. And naturally, the luxury extras don't cost extra. Touches like power assist front disc brakes, rich carpeting, tinted glass, and a lot more are all standard equipment. There's no law that says you can't enjoy economy and style. The new Datsun B210 proves it. Datsun saves gracefully.
See the rescheduled NHRA Supernational Drag Races at Ontario Motor Speedway Sunday, the 25th of November. It's down to 49 degrees here at KMPC Hollywood
the
now.
The business finance pages of the Los Angeles Times present Western America's most complete reports and analyses of local and national economic activity. Activity which affects every job, every business, every budget, every family in Southern California. Editor Robert Wood and his staff of news specialists bring daily reports on all major developments, every major area of our economy. It's information of value to you and your family, complete and authoritative, one of the many worthwhile areas of news coverage brought to you every morning when you wake up to the Los Angeles Times.
This is brand new from the group called New York City, as we sky to Gotham now. Quick, fast, in a hurry. Make it snappy. Also make it quick. Here we go. Fast, in a hurry. All little redundancy there from the group known as New York City. Here at KMPC, where it's a chilly one this afternoon, drive carefully out there and make sure, of course, you're in a car. Think back and remember when you first heard those three little words that meant so much. You're under arrest. Words that made the world such a thrilling place. The sky's bluer, the sunset's deeper, the songbird's lovelier. Three little words. Standard shoe stores. Yes, seven plushy places plentifully packed with prettiness. Over 50,000 pairs of expensive shoes in every store. Remember how your toes tingled when your eyes beheld so many dramatic new styles and bedazzling colors? And your tears of joy and relief when you discovered the cut prices. $23.50 shoes for $19.50, $16.95 shoes for $13.50, and $12.50 shoes for $9. You can relive that wonderful experience daily till 9, Saturday till 6, Sunday till 5 at the Standard Shoe Stores in Encino, Long Beach, Anaheim, Inglewood, North Hollywood, Pasadena, and on La Cienega at 3rd Street in Los Angeles. Share the experience with your children and Aunt Martha from Portland. Walk down life's highway with your head high and your feet pretty. I sound like the old philosopher, Eddie Lawrence, for a moment there. Secure. I lost my place in the copy. Secure because you know Stanley L. Dard loveth you.
Oh, Gary, That's so sexy.
Let me see your shoes before you
second
say
and
that.
Nine as Hadle goes to throw. He's firing deep for Jackson. He's got it to 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Jackson has his third touchdown of the game.
Pro football's most productive touchdown combination. John Hadle to Harold Jackson. 12 touchdown passes this year. Three against the 49ers as the Rams improve their record to 8-2. And now it's to Dixie, to New Orleans. Sunday, the Rams and the Saints always tough in the Sugar Bowl. And this is Dick Enberg with Don Drysdale and Steve Bailey inviting you to be along. Our play-by-play broadcast begins with the Chuck Knox Show at 10:30. Sunday, the Rams and Saints on KMPC.
Right you are, Richard. Dick Enberg and Don Drysdale are in New Orleans now, or probably en route, I would suppose, because the Big E is coming up Sunday. I say Big E because every game the Rams play from now through the end of the season, they must win. With Atlanta breathing down their crelves as they are. Atlanta doing so very well. They overpowered the Vikings, although the Vikings had already won their division championship. That takes a little something out of you, although it didn't affect Miami today. You just don't expect to find a great top sirloin steak for about $2 these days, but they're doing it now at the Sizzler. And when your Sizzler Family Steakhouse promises top sirloin broiled to order, the Sizzle's num-num, not all you get for $2.19. Oh, gosh-a-roonies makes your tongue just go wingy-wangy. As we used to say when we were kids, when you hear bargains like that, they load the platter with extras that you don't pay extra for. Baked potato or French fries, plus hot Sizzler toast. All for $2.19. Who says a good steak has to cost a bunch? Just $2.19 means a complete top sirloin platter at your participating Sizzler now. As you know, there's nothing Wayne and I'd rather be doing than spending it here on a Thanksgiving day with you folks playing these hits for you.
Oh, Jerry. What's that, Mom? Oh, you could have been such a great throat surgeon.
Do they have a 5-day week? If they are, I'll be one, all right? Hello, get me throat surgeon headquarters. I'll just carve a soap statuette of Lillian Gish here and maybe a pair of socks worn by Cowboy Copas or Frank Sinatra. Remember this from 1955?
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Honk.
What a sound from Frank back in 1955. Adventures of Love and Marriage. A little bit later this afternoon, we're going to play some great things for you. Toulouse-Lautrec's big recording of I've Grown Accustomed to Your Knees. Back when he was singing, it's 49 degrees. I can't get over how chilly it is today. Cloudy with showers beginning by this evening, the latest weather word. Continuing tonight, clearing Friday morning, becoming mostly fair Friday afternoon through Saturday. Overnight lows in the mid-50s, high Friday in the low 60s, Saturday near 70. So it should be warming up a little bit this weekend, let's hope. The APCD predicts a smog-free day in Los Angeles tomorrow.
On Continental Airlines, every flight to remember takes you to an interesting place to remember. Like Chicago, with its splendid lakefront and fine museums, the Art Institute, Lincoln Park, and some of the country's hottest jazz clubs. That's Chicago. On Continental Airlines, a flight to remember.
Continental offers you the most daily flights to Chicago, 12, including the most DC-10s. Continental Airlines, a flight to remember. And, of course, as we mentioned, they present exciting Rams football, the Rams and the New Orleans Saints, Sunday at 10:30. By the way, congratulations to Shirley Snyderman of Encino, winner of KMPC's Flightline contest. She wins a trip for two to Chicago for the Rams game via Continental. And as you know, she guessed, oh, she was only off like 2 miles, I think, or two things, whatever it was, two digits. That's right. The guess was 6,180. The actual time was 6,178. Congratulations again to Shirley Snyderman of Encino. This is Mason Williams, Biggie from 1968 at KMPC. A little classical gas will take us up to the news at 3:30. Classical gas from Mason Williams at the Gary Owens Place. From KMPC in Los Angeles, it's 3:30. In a moment, we'll have news.
Stiller and Mira.
Hi, sweetheart. What's the gallivanting gourmet serving tonight?
Have I got a meal for you. Asparagus cheese soup, peanut butter and endive salad, and Bavarian beef and walnut balls. Fit for a king.
How about a meal fit for a man? Steak, potatoes, gravy.
Bernard, you have no soul.
Soul? What I wouldn't do for a piece of fried fish. Hey, honey, this salad isn't bad.
Bernard, that's the Boston fern my mother gave us.
Well, next time you see her, tell her it was delicious with oil and vinegar. Hey, hon, I brought home a little blue nun for dinner.
Well, she better be little. The recipe only serves two.
No, blue nun is a wine, a delicious white wine.
White wine with my Bavarian beef balls? The gourmet society would make a citizen's arrest.
Sweetheart, blue nun is the white wine that's correct with any dish, meat and fish.
Blue nun. Well, that sounds good enough to have tomorrow night. We're having mother for dinner.
Oh, yeah? Sautéed or in a casserole?
Blue Nun, the delicious white wine that's correct with any dish. Another Seychelles wine imported by Shefflin and Company, New York.
This is KMPC Los Angeles, and let's see what's happening around the area on this Thanksgiving Day from Steve Arvin. Steve?
Gary, President Nixon got away from it all for a while today. He joined his family at his Maryland mountaintop retreat for Thanksgiving dinner. Egypt and Israel failed again today to agree on the withdrawal of their forces along the Suez Canal. Fighting broke out along the ceasefire line, and Israel says three Egyptian soldiers were killed. Two of the three Skylab astronauts held their first spacewalk as scheduled today. Started a tricky repair job on an Earth Studies antenna. A coalition of consumer and environmental groups charges that the government's fuel-saving program is aimed too much at private citizens, too little at big business. There are indications that Iraq and Libya may not go along with the Arab oil embargo. Fire and vandalism on two PSA jets caused an estimated $3 million damage. The company has offered a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the persons involved. The Teamsters Union will honor 30 contracts with California growers in spite of earlier announcement that the pacts would be repudiated because of talks with the United Farm Workers Union. A tax incentive program for carpool users is proposed by the chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee. He says 1 million gallons of fuel could be saved each day. And funeral services will be held tomorrow afternoon at Hillside Memorial Park Chapel for comedian Alan Sherman, who died of a respiratory seizure on Tuesday. KMPC Sports reports in holiday football action today. Notre Dame romped over the Air Force 48-15. Texas hammered Texas A&M 42-13. And Southern Mississippi rocked Utah State 32-8. Coming up shortly, Alabama and LSU, both undefeated so far this year. In pro football action today, Washington whitewashed Detroit 20-0. And just completed, Miami dropped Dallas 14-7. In the NBA, Portland outlasted Seattle 131-125, and Cleveland stopped Houston 104-96. In hockey, the Sharks host Chicago later at the Sports Arena. And that's news and sports. Gary, how about some weather?
All right, Steve. I felt so very badly about Alan Sherman. Alan, of course, had been a friend of mine for, oh, I guess 10 years, perhaps.
Such a young man.
He was only 49 years old, and I was just stunned when I heard it on the news the other night. It was after the parade, and he was such a genius of a man. The people who did not know him knew him only as, you know, the hello mother, hello father. But
right.
One of the great writers of all time and a fine producer, and he and Howard Merrill had created I've Got a Secret originally.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be sorely missed because he was a fine man, a very funny man, and we had just played on the program here. Perhaps, maybe Alan's last interview, I'm not sure. Yeah, when our funeral service is going to be?
It'll be tomorrow afternoon at Hillside Memorial Park.
Oh, at Hillside, okay. Well, thank you, Steve. The weather forecast for Los Angeles and vicinity, cloudy with showers beginning by this evening, continuing tonight, clearing Friday morning, becoming mostly fair Friday afternoon through Saturday. Overnight lows in the mid-50s, high Friday in the low 60s, and Saturday near 70. The APCD predicts a smog-free day tomorrow in the Los Angeles basin. You know, no truer words were ever sung, especially when you're singing about Kern's strawberry preserves. After all, that's what strawberry preserves are all about, the fruit. And Kern's makes absolutely sure that the strawberries are the strawberriest it is possible to grow. They wait until the moment those berries are perfectly vine ripe. And then the Kern's folks pick the berries and pop them in the pot. And, of course, then you get ready because here come the strawberry preserves. With Kern's, it's the fruit that counts. That's the message, all right, with Kern's. It's the fruit that counts. And that's why you can count on Kern's for delicious strawberry preserves. Preserve every the crowd.
1, 2, 3.
Chris Montez from 62 at KMPC at 25 until 4 o'clock. Let's dance. Hey, baby, won't you take a chance, a little dance? All with the Let's Dancers, Chris Montez, Memory Flogger Time on KMPC. It's 23 until 4 o'clock now.
If you've put off buying a 74 car because you think you can't afford the monthly payments, maybe you're wrong. For example, check the basic sticker price on a Ford Pinto. You'll find Pinto is still priced way down there among the very lowest. Or check the Ford Maverick or Mustang too. Again, you'll find a Ford you can afford. Right now, your Southern California Ford dealer has his best selection of the year, and he's anxious to deal. See him today. He has the biggest auto show in town.
This is one of the prettiest of the pretty from Barbara Streisand. From the motion picture of the same name, The Way We Were. 22 and a half until 4, and a chilly one around Hollywood. 49 degrees right now. The Way We Were, Barbara Streisand on the Gary Owen Show from KMPC, Thanksgiving Day, 19 till 4.
We'd like to take just a moment to say thank you, Uncle Sam. Because now, thanks to your new rate regulations, we can offer 7.5% interest on $1,000 accounts. That means that average savers can finally get in on the gravy. And here at Glendale Federal Savings, we think it's about time. You see, for months, investors with their $10,000, $20,000, or $100,000 have been raking in very attractive earnings. Well, now, anyone with just $1,000 can get them here. There is a catch, however. Like an investor, you run into federally regulated early withdrawal penalties, and you do have to tie up your money to get the 7.5%. In this case, it's for 4 years. But don't worry. We've got all kinds of other accounts, and they all pay top dollar. For example, with our savings passbook accounts, you don't have to tie up your money at all. Remember, rich man's interest for ordinary savers. 7.5% on $1,000 at Glendale Federal right now. Get your share.
Here's a special announcement. PSA flights to San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, and Sacramento are operating. Please call your local PSA number for confirmed reservations. All right, Scientific Tone is working today as well. It's 18 minutes until 4 o'clock. The Winker is upcoming right now. Wink had a big hit of this back in 1959, a million seller. And it's doing very well in England these days, and they've re-released it in the United States. Actually, not re-released it, because it's a brand new recording, but with the same content that made it a million seller the first time around. Wink Martindale, of course, who stars daily between noon and 3 on KMPC, and his deck of cards.
During the North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike. I know, for I was that soldier.
Well, it's going to be a hit the second time around for The Winker. Back in 1959, a million seller, deck of cards. And of course, back in 59, I had known Wink even then before working with him here at KMPC. We worked in various cities together. At that time, of course, he was the prominent anthropologist and circus geek, prior to getting into radio. And, of course, you can hear him with his great specials each day in KMPC, noon to 3.
You care for a cigar? Oh, not so fast there, fella.
My grandfather was unbelievable. He was really fun. I don't know where he'd get him, but he was always giving me candy cigars and calling me fella or trooper.
Of a bronco rider wearing a pretty.
He was completely bald. And you know something? He gave the best piggyback rides in the world.
Where are you, huh, trooper?
I used to get hysterical. I was about 5, and he would ask me so much my hair would fall loose and cover his head, too. Then he'd reach up and grab the hair and say he was going to get a haircut.
Of course, I won't cut too much.
But he promised not to cut too much off if I'd give him a big kiss.
Oh, that was a good one.
I always knew he was kidding, but I'd kiss him anyway.
That must have been one of those candy kisses they're all
talking about. He was a lovely man.
Memories mean a lot. Finally, they mean everything. We understand that, and that's why we're here. We're the Forest Lawn Mortuary.
How long has it been since you've been to Las Vegas? What a great place that is. And a lot of people say, well, hey, they don't even have their lights on. But let me explain one thing to you. They have turned off some of their exterior lights to help in the conservation of energy. However, the Las Vegas Convention Authority would like you to know that the entertainment is bigger and brighter than ever in America's famous tourist city. Art Kevin got back from there the other day. He said things are more swinging than ever before. Just some of the outside lights are off, of course. And they do conserve, you know, the big energy there on the outside. And at the Desert Inn right now, Frankie Lane and Abby Lane are appearing at Circus Circus, Bottoms Up 74. Glenn Campbell is at the Las Vegas Hilton. Glenn would probably be playing his bagpipes there. He broke those in at the Forum. Well, actually, he didn't. He broke them in London prior to the Forum when we had our show of the world. But what a fine entertainer. All over Las Vegas, big things happening. For example, at the Stardust, Le Lido di Paris Review, the 10th edition. Over at the Sands Hotel, Wayne Newton and Dave Barry. At the Thunderbird, Jim Bailey. So you know that Las Vegas is the swinging place it always has been. So why don't you frolic there soon? Seals and Crofts on the Gary Owen Show at 11 minutes till news time at 4. We may never pass this way again. They got their start with the Champs a few moons ago in Tequila. Seals and Crofts, and we may never pass this way again. Down to 49 chilly degrees in Hollywood. However, tomorrow should be in the low 60s. Saturday's near 70. 7.5 until 4 on the Gary Owen Show, and look who's here.
This is Dean Martin reminding you that I am completely underwhelmed with today's Gary Owen's program.
I thought you would be.
Baby.
Thank you very much, Dean. Time for a musical double Krellman. Remember this from Dino.
Everybody loves somebody sometime, like you.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. A little instant karma from Dean Martin on the Gary Owen Show, and Everybody Loves Somebody. Remember, Wayne Dew? I don't know if even you were my engineer at that time, or if it was Sniling Jack. Jimmy Bowen, who produced this record, kept phoning me from Las Vegas all the way. He had just produced it. That's right, he had just produced it. And this was when Dean was coming off a rather shallow period in his career. And he hadn't had a hit in quite some time. And Jimmy started A&R-ing it for him. And zowie, this really took off. And I guess I was probably the first disc jockey in the western part of the United States to play it. And, of course, Dean uses it as a theme now. It was very, very popular for him. It's 48 degrees in Hollywood, 56 downtown at the Civic Center right now, 56 in Burbank, 59 in the western San Fernando Valley, San Gabriel Valley, 57 degrees.
Delta is ready when you are. Delta is ready to fly.
You're going to Atlanta. Well, you'll only need one timely takeoff, but Delta gives you 7, including 3 nonstops and 2 wide-ride 747s. Delta's night coaches from L.A. to Atlanta have a fare of only $108. And naturally, you only need one timely service to Birmingham. But Delta gives you 7, more than any other airline, with takeoffs round the clock. Sure, you only need one timely departure to Jacksonville, but Delta gives you 4. Delta's night coach to Jacksonville is only $118. Add small security charges to all fares. For reservations, call Delta, the airline run by professionals, or see your travel agent.
Delta is ready when you are.
3 minutes until 4 o'clock news time, upcoming on KMPC.
Johnny Mathis is coming home.
I'm going home.
Once once again, Johnny's creating his own classics, just as he did with Misty, Chances Are, The Twelfth of Never, A Certain Smile, and all his other timeless greats. He's taking brand new songs and giving them the classic Mathis touch.
Life is a song worth singing.
And of course, Johnny still sings today's greatest hits in his special style.
I guess it's true, 'cause I'm stone in love with you.
Johnny Mathis, I'm Coming Home. The kind of album that made him great on Columbia.
Available at Tower Records. Super discount priced at the largest record store in the known world. Tower Records, 8801 Sunset Boulevard, at the heart of the Sunset Strip. As we fling toward the news at 4, this is the Electric Indian and Kimo Sabe. It's a group called the Electric Indian. Of course, with the energy shortage, they probably returned to their original name, the Steam-Powered Indian. And Kimo Sabe from KMPC in Los Angeles. This is G.O. We'll be back in 5 following the news. It's 4 o'clock. This is KMPC Los Angeles. And time for the Bob Steinbrink Report. Bob, what's new this hour?
A White House analysis of an 18-minute non-musical tone, unsettled conditions in the Mideast, a crack in the Arab oil boycott, and a potential benefit from the energy crisis. This is KMPC News, brought to you by your nearby Ford dealer, who invites you to come see and test drive the all-new Mustang II, the most changed car in the automobile industry for 1974. Mustang II is a luxury economy car with standard features normally extra on many other cars. Test drive Mustang II now. It's here now. The president and his family are celebrating Thanksgiving at Camp David, while back at the White House, officials offered a unique analysis of the latest unexpected development in the Watergate tapes case. The White House.